In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I want you to remember one thing. You are loved with an everlasting love from God, from Jesus, in the power of the Holy Spirit. Whatever is happening in your life today, God is in your life today. He loves you. He loves you. You say, but all these terrible things are happening. Jesus, be in them. Be with them. Let them know that you love them. Let them feel your love in the midst of all their calamities. I thank you, God, that you love us. I thank you that you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son. Jesus is the answer. There is no other answer but Jesus. The church proclaims Jesus as crucified, buried, and raised from the dead. That's the gospel. The church proclaims it. And I proclaim what the church proclaims. And you know what? Paul the VI gave us that beautiful encyclical on evangelization. And it's all about Jesus. To evangelize someone, they need to come to Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, the church proclaims Jesus Christ and Him crucified. You say, but my pastor doesn't do that. Well, that's his problem. And you know what? The church proclaims Jesus Christ and Him crucified. The church is the bride of Christ, oh yes, and it is only beautiful because we have a beautiful head. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I am looking at the 20th chapter of St. Luke and the 27th verse. Some Sadducees, those who say there is no resurrection, they are sad, you see, because they don't believe in the resurrection. So they're going to try to stump Jesus. They're going to try to catch Jesus as if they can. Of course, they can't. Jesus has the wisdom of God because He is God. Some Sadducees, those who say there is no resurrection, came to Jesus and asked Him a question. This is the question. Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, leaving a wife, but no children, the man shall marry the widow and raise up children for his brother. Now that's true. Now there were 7 brothers. The first married and died childless. The second and the third married her, and so they died childless. Finally, the 7 all died childless. Finally, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? In other words, it's saying they have 7 brothers, and they all were the woman's husbands. But they cannot know the scriptures or the power of God. Jesus says in another place, you do not know the scriptures or the power of God. For the 7 had married her. Whose husband is she going to have? Jesus said to them, those who belong to this age marry and are given in marriage. Yes, today people will be married. This is the age before the coming of the Lord. The people will be married today. But those who are considered worthy of a place in the age and in the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are they given in marriage. In other words, when you die and you go to God by the grace of God because of the blood, you're not going to be into marriage commitment. That happens only on earth. Will you see your spouse? I believe that. I believe that those who die in Christ will see them. But I will not tell you that you will be married in Christ when heaven is part of our life. Indeed, they cannot die anymore, because they are like the angels, and because they are children of God, being children of the resurrection. And the fact that the dead are raised, Moses himself showed in the story about the bush, where he speaks of the Lord as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now he is the God not of the dead, but of the living. For to him all of them are alive. Then some of the scribes answered, Teacher, you have spoken well. For they no longer dared to ask him another question. I tell you, those Sadducees were sad because they didn't believe in the resurrection, and they thought they were going to stump Jesus. She was married 7 times. Who's going to be her wife in heaven and her husband in heaven? Jesus said it's not like that. The children of God are like angels. They do not marry and are given in marriage in heaven. In heaven, there is no giving in marriage. We are like the angels. Oh, yes. Do you know that today? That people who died before us and are in heaven, we will know them. I know that by grace, because I have seen people come to the one who was dying just before they died. My father came to my mother just before she died. My mother came to my brother just before he died. I believe we will know them, but there's no marriage or given in marriage in heaven. Then he said to them, How can they say that the Messiah is David's son? Well, he is of the lineage of David, that's for sure. For David himself says in the book of Psalms, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit on my right hand. Or the Father said to the Son, Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Oh, yes. How could he be a descendant of David? How can he say he's David's son if the Lord says to my Lord, and he puts his enemies as the footstool? David thus called him Lord, so how can he be his son? I tell you, David saw in the Spirit that God had a son. God is one, and he has a son eternally. And that son is the Word of God, who becomes flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary and brought forth in Bethlehem. I tell you, that son loves you with an everlasting love. Do you know that today? How do I know that God loves me? Because he went to the cross and shed his blood for you. If you don't believe the Bible, believe the blood. He shed his blood for you so that you might become a new creation. I drank the blood this morning. I drank his precious blood this morning at the Eucharist. Oh yes, it was truly his blood. And I ate his flesh this morning. It was truly his flesh. And I tell you, Jesus said, as often as you do this, you do it in memory of me. Not as seldom as you do this. We do it every day by the grace of God, making present the Lord's death until he comes in glory. In the hearing of all the people, he said to his disciples, Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and be loved and greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets. I tell you, I don't want any place of honor. I just want to sit where God wants me to sit, in the lowest place. He called me not to be honored, but that I would honor Jesus Christ, that we would honor the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you honor him today as your Lord and as your Savior? Do you love him today as he loves you first? It wasn't our idea to love God. God so loved us first that he sent his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in the Son might not perish, but have eternal life. These scribes devour widows' houses, and for the sake of the appearance say long prayers. They will receive a greater condemnation. They will. Why? Because they're leading the people astray. And today we had the Bible saying that Jesus spoke with authority, not like the scribes and Pharisees. Jesus spoke with authority. Do you know that today? His authority is that he is in love with you, that he shed his blood for you, that he has a plan for you and for your life. Chapter 21 of Luke. He looked up and saw rich people putting their gifts in the treasury. Well, you know, it's easy for me to give the tithe and much more than the tithe because I give it out of the abundance of what I have. He also saw a poor widow put in two small copper coins. And he said, truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them, for all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in all she had to live on. I see this woman as a symbol of Jesus Christ, who empties himself and gives everything over to the Father for the love of us. Yes, he was made sin on the cross so that we, you and I, might be the very righteousness of God. Do you know that today? That you are the righteousness of God because Jesus became sin on the cross. And he also became a curse. That's how we break curses. Jesus, you became a curse on the cross because the scripture said, cursed is the man who dies on a tree. So he became a curse so that we might become the righteousness of God. Do you know that today? Do you know Jesus today? Do you love him today? Do you have your heart in his hands today? Have you been looking at the internet and looking at things you shouldn't be looking at? I'm telling you, I want you to say when you go to the internet to look at things, that's my sister that could be doing this. That's my mother that could be doing this. And you will stop because you don't want your mother or your sister to be exposed. When some was speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, he said, as for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. It happened in the year 70. They gave up Jesus. Why? Because if Caesar finds out that there's a king in Jerusalem, he'll close the temple. But the temple was destroyed in the year 70. Why? Because they failed to realize the visitation of God in Christ. Do you realize the visitation of God in Christ? You might be a Muslim, and I'm telling you, God is one, and he has a son, an eternal son. He was eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father, through him all things were made. As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down. They asked him, teacher, when will this be? It happened in the year 70. And what will be the sign that this is about to take place? And he said, beware that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name and say, I am he, and the time is near. Do not go after them. I tell you, there are many who claim Jesus to be Jesus, but they're into collecting money and having big houses for themselves. We need to give to those people that are living for Christ, living for Jesus Christ. When you hear of wars or insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must first take place, but the end will not follow immediately. Well, we hear of wars and insurrections all the time. But doesn't mean the end is at hand, because that's just the beginning of the birth pangs of the coming of the Lord. Then he said to them, nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes in various places, famines and plagues, and there will be dreadful portents and signs from heaven. How many earthquakes have we heard about? Is it because we have the internet and we're on and know what's happening in the world like we never did? I don't know. But it seems to me that the earthquakes are multiplied, and that Jerusalem is surrounded by many people. We in the United States have made Jerusalem the capital of Israel. Hallelujah. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you, persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify. Oh, yes. Do you testify to the Lord Jesus Christ, what he has done for you? You know, people say, you know, the only thing that shows us the resurrection is the empty tomb. I say no. The empty tomb and the changed life that Jesus makes when we give our life to Jesus through faith and baptism. Oh yes, the empty tomb is a sign that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. But a greater sign than the empty tomb is the changed life. When people come, they are changed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Do you know that today? So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. Oh yes, the Holy Spirit will come and give us words. Jesus will come and give us words that we will testify. I'm going to tell you, I testify that Christ has blessed me and that Christ came to me personally as I was praying before the Blessed Sacrament, and he came to me and changed my life. Oh yes. I also want to tell you the time that I was caught by an undertow in the ocean and I was starting to panic, and the Lord spoke to me in an audible voice. He said, Tommy, do not panic. And the lifeguard came and saved me. I tell you, this God knows exactly what we're saying today, and he is the one who loves you with an everlasting love. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, by relatives and friends. They will put some of you to death. That's true. I pray every day for the persecuted Christians throughout the world. You want to know why? Because they are being led to death because they love the Lord Jesus Christ. It happens in Asia. It happens in Africa. It happens in many places that people who love the Lord Jesus Christ, there are priests that have been stored up in prisons for years after year after year because they loved the Lord Jesus Christ in China. You will be hated by all because of my name. What's his name? His name is Jesus, the name above every other name. That one day every knee shall bend and every tongue will proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. But not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls. Oh, Lord, give us perseverance. Give us endurance to stay with you no matter what happens. Give us when persecution comes, give us endurance that we would endure and that we would endure till the end. When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation has come near. Then those in Judea must flee to the mountains, and those inside the city must leave it, and those in the country must not enter it. For these are the days of vengeance as a fulfillment of all that is written. Woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing infants in those days, for there will be great distress on the earth and wrath against the people. They will fall by the edge of the sword and will be taken away as captives among the nations. We can't get people to come to Mass anymore. Never mind being persecuted. Never mind giving our life for Jesus. You see, it's a sin not to go to Mass on a Sunday. You want to know why? Because if you knew that the very cross, burial, and resurrection was taking place, you'd run to church. You'd run to church. You wouldn't walk there. You'd run there. Why? Because our salvation is being present on the altar. Today we celebrated Mass, and Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection were made present to us. Hallelujah. Jerusalem will be trampled on by the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles are fulfilled. What does that mean? We are living in the time of the Gentiles. That means a few of the Jews are being saved. When the time of the Gentiles ends, it will be the time of the Jews, and a few Gentiles will be saved. The coming of the Son of Man. There will be signs in the sun, the signs in the moon, signs in the stars, and on the earth distress among nations confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of heaven will be shaken. I tell you, we need perseverance. We need endurance when these things come, if we are living. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And now when these things begin to take place, stand up, raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. I tell you, Jesus is coming again in glory. Do we know the day or the time? We don't know the day or the hour, but we do know the time. They're going to be the lesson of the fig tree. When he told them a parable, look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourself that summer is near. So also when you see all these things taking place that he just told us about, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all the things have been taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Do you know that today? That heaven and earth will pass away, but what Jesus has spoken will not pass away. Do you know his word? How much of the word do you know today? It is the Bible that is the word of God. We need to know the word of God. We need to be schooled by the word of God. We need to be healed by the word of God. Oh, yes. Be on your guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, that that day catch you unexpectedly like a trap, for it will come upon all who live on the face of the earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and stand before the Son of Man. I pray for endurance. I pray for perseverance. I pray for that perseverance that will endure persecution. The Lord showed me that persecution is coming, and we need to have our eyes fixed on Jesus. The scripture says that the Greeks said, we want to see Jesus. That's all I want to see. I want to see Jesus, the Lord, the Son of Man. Every day he was teaching in the temple, and at night he would go out and spend the night on the Mount of Olives. Why? What was he doing on the Mount of Olives? He was praying, and all the people would get up early in the morning to listen to him. All the people would get up early in the morning to listen to him in the temple. I tell you, we need the Word of God. We need the sacrament of the Eucharist. We need the sacrament of penance. We need the sacrament of baptism. It's not only baptism. It's faith and baptism. In baptism, we died with Christ, but now we must live the baptismal life in faith. Do you know that today? You know, some people say, well, it's only baptism. I'm sorry. It's not only baptism. As adults, it's baptism and faith. Faith and baptism. So many people say, well, I gave my life to Christ at a Billy Graham revival. Well, I tell you, what are you doing now? That's not enough. Neither is baptism enough. It's faith and baptism. It's faith and revival. It has to do with the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let me just tell you this. Persevere in faith. Endure in faith. No matter what happens today, Christ is with you. He loves you. He is in love with you. He has plans for your life. Don't let those plans go through a sieve. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.